Welcome back, Cardinals. This is the Wildcard Weekly Rewind. I'm your host, Ellie Newman. Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Let's get into the news. Otterbein University Student Government, also known as OUSG, has officially announced their newest student representatives. Matthew Lanning has been elected Vice President of OUSG, and Timmy Watering has been elected President of OUSG for the 2022 through 2023 school year. Elections for these positions were held last spring. In more news, Otterbein University has a new healthcare partnership with Mount Carmel. Their Westerville local healthcare providers will be available this semester to provide students with virtual and in-person visits when needed. COTA will also provide free transportation for students going to any Westerville area provider. Now, let's kick it off to Garrett Wandle with sports.
Welcome to the Cardinal Sports Recap. I'm Garrett Wandle, taking you over everything going on in the sports world here for Otterbein. The fall calendar officially kicks off September 1st, and we're going to be starting off with men's and women's cross country. September 1st at 4 p.m., both teams will be competing at the Muskie Opener in New Concord. And it's also worthy to note that the men's cross country team is ranked 13 in the preseason national ranking, so definitely some high expectations for the men's cross country team this year. Next up with women's soccer, they kick off their season September 1st as well at 4 p.m. here in Westerville, Ohio at Memorial Stadium. They will take on DePaul. And then after that, they'll have to head up to Case Western Reserve on September 4th. They play them at 1 p.m. And then they also have to travel to Ohio Wesleyan September 7th and play them at 7 p.m. Next up with men's soccer, they kick off their season September 1st as well at Memorial Stadium in Westerville, Ohio. They take on Center at 7 p.m. after that women's game. And then they have to go to Trine September 3rd. They play them at 1:30. Also, the men's team came in at 24th. They ranked 24th in the preseason national rankings as well. Next up, women's volleyball. They will start their season September 1st as well at the Reich Center here in Westerville, Ohio. They'll be playing Ohio Wesleyan. Then after that, through September 2nd through the 3rd, they go to Alliance for the Mount Union Invitational. They play three separate matches. First, September 2nd at 5 p.m. against Alma. Then they have another game, the 2nd, against Carnegie Mellon at 7 p.m. Then finally, at the 3rd, they play Worcester at 12 p.m. Then September 7th, they come back home here at Westerville, Ohio in the Reich to take on Denison. Also, volleyball came in ranked 17th in the preseason national rankings. Men's and women's golf. Men's golf starts September 3rd through the 4th. They go to Denison to play the Ted Barkley Invitational. The women's golf team also goes to Denison. They play the Lynn Swizers Invitational as well. And finally, with football, the Cardinals kick off their season at Ohio Wesleyan this year. They play them September 3rd at 2 p.m., hoping to do better, bounce back from a rough season last year. That's all for the Cardinal Sports Recap this week. We'll see you back next week.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Now, here are some important dates that you all should look out for. September 5th is Labor Day. No classes will be held this Monday. Have a great 3-day weekend, everybody, and we're excited to see you back on campus on Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in to the Wildcard Weekly Rewind.